So we have a Yaskin Aaron, Shiloshina. What does that mean? What does it mean? Shiloshina. Aaron was not Shina. Pshita, Aaron was not Shina. So we now saw, and the Ramban says, Loshina, Achilish Nora. Ramban himself says in a parasha Loshina that he himself lit the menorah, even though he could have given it to his children also, like the menorah, he himself lit the menorah. Loshina, that he himself did it. The Mazarias do it himself all the years. Again, the children could do it also, but he did it. Says Ramban, he did it. He did the menorah himself. He did Mazarias himself, and again, he was older. Aaron is ready. He's 80, over 80. Aaron was in Mitzrayim 83. Now he's over that, but he himself did the menorah every day. Then not his children. That's one chiddush of Ramban, and the Chassam Sofer says another chiddush that the avodah of the menorah was the same time as the avodah of Torahs. A Torahs has a skula of Osher. So Aaron could have done one day menorah, one day Torahs. No, Aaron did always menorah, not Torahs. He gave up the skula of Osher and did the menorah. Also at the Chassam Sofer's chiddush, and the Tfasemes chiddush is that Aaron did it with same mislavus. Person does in the beginning his slavus, he's stark, and he's excited. Then later on it gets we brought a bit tooling. In the beginning was more. Now it's Hashem should help us weiter. But his slavus of so, but Aaron did it the menorah same mislavus every day 40 years chiddush. Chiddush Neira, 40 years. Fasemis.
Where is it?
Now what year is it? No, it's in Fasemis. It's there. Shai, what year? There's many years. I saw it inside. I don't know. I have to see what year it is. I forgot. I saw it this year. Fasemis. I don't know what year it is. Everything we do get like dies down. We brand fill and tzitzis, and you know, after a while it gets like Not so stark. We have to every time we do everything correct stark. We have to have this oremus all the time. Do mitzvahs well, not like okay again. How do we have to know how to get that oremus always? Yeah, I think tzaddikim say that any mitzvah you do, you have to think it's the last time. Last time tefillin, last time tzitzis, last time. No one knows how long he'll be here, so you have to be as if it's the last time. That's one day here. Every mincha, last mincha. Marriage, last marriage. Every tefillin, last tzitzis. Every last kiddush. It's also kiddush. Okay, you have to be countless orders for mitzvahs. Do it them exciting. Very well. You know, this is a person they can't see named Lavi. If you don't know him, Lavi. You know Lavi? Lavi.
From five towns?
Yeah, Lavi. So he comes here every few years. I haven't seen him for a while. So Lavi, especially a very special person, Lavi. So I think Lavi Zayd Ben, I forgot his name. Ben. Yeah, but what's his mother's name? Mother's name. Lavi. Tell me his mother's name. Lavi Zayd. I forgot his name, really. Okay. So Lavi, when he put on tefillin on Friday, he kissed him and says, "I'm going to miss you now, only Sunday. See, only Sunday, I'll miss you till Sunday." That's what I heard. Okay, so something we should have. We should prepare every mitzvah with the biggest lavas. There's a Rashi here in something very mechudish in Bahaloska. Says in Kaloreska that the man turned to every time except five times. One time was shum. The man can't turn to shum or batzal or onion. No, kishurim, avatichim, chatzir can't be. Why? Says Rav Shimon. Rashi says, "I'm Rav Shimon. Bipnei ma haman mishtane lechol dover chutz me'elu bipnei shem kashim lemenikos." And menikos can't have those timing. It's once you have milk mela, so that's why the whole Klal Yisrael can't have those five timing. Chutz tzorachin gadol. Let the isha not. It's totally in thinking. So she'll think, "I don't want that." She don't think of that, and it won't happen. Why is Klal Yisrael have to miss the timing? So her, I think, because women or anybody wants something not good for him. They want one thing not good for him. So they're going to think of shum, gam, they really shouldn't have it, but they want it. People want things not good. So because they'll think of things not good, and they'll have them, and they'll be bad for them, all Klal Yisrael is achroi for them. They have to get good milk, children, healthy. They can't have the timing. Everyone, you agree to this far? Because they're gonna think of things that they shouldn't have, and they'll be refl- again they shouldn't think, but they will think. Mela, we're achroi for all children and menikos to have good milk and healthy. Therefore, no one in Christ can have the time of chal. Hear this? I think a big kiddush. Hear this kiddush. This is Rav Shimon's kiddush. I think it's a big kiddush. This kiddush of no time. You know, this is a big kiddush here in the pasuk. This is a Torah Nira. It says Obiyom Siem Chaschem Moadechem Roshen Chodeshem Oskatem Bachatzotzres. So Moadechem is all the Yom Tovim. Rosh Chodesh. What's Simchaschem? Says the Sefri, Simchaschem is Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Simchaschem. Chiddush Neira. So, and we got a big Rebbe, Rav Nota, he's always talking about this Sefri, that Yontif, we have a chiyuv to drink wine, basar, nice clothing, that it's more Simcha. Shabbos doesn't need that. Shabbos is Yom Simcha without that. Shabbos Yom Simchaschem without all the. It's nice to drink wine, meat, but that's not the chiyuv. The Simcha, what's the Simcha of Shabbos? Why Shabbos Sameach? Shabbos Sameach because of Yismichu Habimalchuscha, Shomer Shabbos. That's the Shabbos. It's Yismichu Malchuscha. We're happy with Malchus Hashem. That's Shabbos. That needs a big darga to get that Shabbos. Yismichu Malchuscha needs Hakona Atzuma. Doesn't come down as a. We have to think about Malchus Hashemayim, how Hashem helped us. How we have to see. Rav Pinkus has safer on Shabbos, very safer in Urba. Not Malchus, the Shmuzin, more pashut Shabbos. Says Shabbos, what Shabbos? Says he says, what is Shabbos? Shavuos be amani get Torah, Sukkiah, Simcha, Pesach, Cheros. Shabbos, getting Hashem. Shabbos, we're getting Hashem. That's Shabbos. We're getting Hashem. We're getting near to Hashem. See Hashem. Look for Hashem. That's it's Shabbos Yom Simchaschem b'chiddush neira. That Shabbos Yom Simchaschem a big kiddush. We have to get Shabbos Simchaschem. Hashem should help us get a mashu of that. Okay.
How do we get it?
So we have to. What's right in the words? Yismachu b'malchuska. What does that mean? What does that mean? B'chol? We're happy with Malchus Hashem. We see Hashem in the world, in our life. See Hashem in our life. We have to be misbunin. It takes a lot of misbuninness. The person who wants misbunin won't get it. Like, no chance. Just go live nicely all his life. Shabbos, nice. Chollin, fish. If you misbunin, you'll get Shabbos. We should misbunin every day, at least every Shabbos. 10 minutes, 15. And what our life is, then we'll get some time of Shabbos. See, Rev, we had a big holy Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brim, holy, said that Rav Chaska Abramsky said a chiddush. We'll give everyone a test. Where do we ask Hashem for Shabbos? Where do we ask Hashem for this Yom Simchaschem?
Where?
What?
Why? No, no, no. Yes, you're starting, starting.
We're
starting 2 weeks.
We should be nervous when we see them and ask them questions.
Okay, so where do we ask in davening to get Shabbos? Where, does anybody know? We ask on in davening to get Shabbos. Anybody know where is that? Where do we ask? Where? Anchilenu. That we ask Anchilenu, Hashem Elokeinu, Shabbos Kodesh. So that's the bakosha of getting Shabbos, Anchilenu. So Rav Bramsky did that on Erev Shabbos morning. He said that you Anchilenu. He wants Shabbos before Shabbos. And Rav Chaim Bim said, if we want Shabbos, we have to say Hanchileinu from Motzoi Shabbos, if you want Shabbos. Say that tefillah from Motzoi Shabbos all week to say. He said it Friday morning. But because he, Rav Chaskel Abramsky, is a high partner, but Chaim said to us, our dog is, you must say that tefillah all week from Motzoi Shabbos on. I ain't said yet. Maybe we'll say it mincha. Okay. Say now, mincha come die mincha soon. Say mincha achilenu. Get Shabbos. Get Shabbos. see the Ben Ishchai, will end, says that if you learn on Shabbos, it's P Elef stronger than the week. P Elef than the week. Okay. Okay. So back to Ishvisha. So Ishvisha. So this is a big chiyuv of being mechaber your wife, honor your wife. Very important thing. Honor your wife is very, very important. Very important to honor her. Honor her. So right the right. See one just what there's a Rambam here, very important Rambam. We once had it, first had it now. I lost it already. Shall first that again and put it in our Gemara. the Rambam says this is the Ikar Rambam in the Aruch HaZakeh in Ishus. Tes Vav HaYutes. That's the main Rambam there is in the Sefer Yiyat HaZakeh. This Rambam. So the Rambam says, "Vir Dibura Ima Benachas." You must speak to her Benachas nicely, softly. The very important thing. Speak to her. Speak to her always softly. Now, where's the Mokar? We're giving you a test. Where's the makor to speak softly in the parsha b'haloischa? It says twice. Twice b'haloischa it says the Indian of speaking nicely. Where?
This week's
parsha? Yeah, b'haloischa. Where it say b'haloischa twice, that one should speak nicely. Very nice. Twice in our parsha. So I'll share where it is. So it says twice. It says. Rashi says this isod in the Chumash 10 times. Rashi says 10 times the isod, this isod. But twice. Rashi it's twice. It says kachas alvim, take the levim. How do you take them? It says kochem bedvarim. Rashi ashrechem tiskul liyosh shamoshim lamokom. You take person bedvarim. Nice words. Kochem bedvarim kicha. Kikach isha, take isha, take her. How do you take her? Bedvarim, nice words. Ashrechem, tisku liyos. You're Hashem. That's one time in the beginning of the parasha. Kikach salvim, and also at the end, it says, and the Shemus Kainim says ulakachtem oitzam. Again, says Rashi again. Twice. That's how you get people with nice words. Ashrechem. Twice in Rashi here. So we have to speak to her benachas. That's very important. Rambam. That's covered isha. Speak to benachas. Another chiddush of the Rambam over here in this Rambam says. Rambam says a davar mavul something oyer menor. Says lo ye otzef. Now the Rabbi said no sadness. This Ram saying halacha, not musur. Halacha, not be sad. Come home happy. Always be happy. If you're happy, she'll be happy. It'll be happy house. If you're sad, come home sad. It'll be sad. So we have There's no makor. The Rambam has no makor. So far, we have not found a makor. There's no makor in the Rambam Bechlal. So far, we have not found it. Many years looking around, no makor. The Rambam has a sfora. The Rambam is sfora. He says, a sfora, lo ye otzev. If you're otzev, then it won't be good. It won't be a good house. You have to be happy, want a happy house. Want to honor your wife, make her a happy, happy life. Be happy. Be happy. Never be sad. Hear this? Dabba Nuramoy. Okay, well now this is another Indian of COVID.
Tosis.
Because you're healthy. Shem's giving you nisim every day, nisim. Parnasa. You learn Torah every day. Nisim atzumim. Every day we have sun. Have nisim atzumim. Have every day. It's just look at the nisim. Right? You have to be misborn in nisim. The Torah says kedusha in a new chiddush in Kibra Avim. And who had in Ish V'Isha. So it says a Chiddush Gadol in the Kibra Avim, which is not so known. So we should say it out also, not so known, this Kiddush. Not known Mechlal. Right? Not known Mechlal. So it says a Chiddush Kibra Avim is to do what they want, do what the parents want. The Ratzon of the parents is the Kibud. Ratzon Sh'olam is Kvodo. This is the Kibra Avim and who had in Isha? That, so Tos says a Yerushalmi, something Magal. Tos says Yerushalmi, says something out of this rule. Tos says Yerushalmi, the big time of Rabbi Shmuel. We have Rabbi Shmuel, Pesachim, Tafim and Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Otsum. So this Rabbi Shmuel, his mother was very proud of him, very happy. He's such a big Tana. So the mother was so proud of him that the mother, every day when he came home from his medrash, she washed his feet and drank the water of the washing of the feet. Marvel. So I wrote to Rav Chaim once. The water is not clean. He said the water was clean. A tzaddik doesn't sweat. No sweating. His body is clean. Bis Levi was no sweat. His body was nucky, like he took a shower.
What's
he
washing for?
Yeah, just the also pride of washing him.
Chaim said it's happy because it sweats.
No, the Welt said. Chaim said the water was clean. It wasn't clean. Chaim said the water of the washing feet was clean.
It's
usher's
a dream 31.
Yeah, about the shaksu. Okay, but said the water is clean. So, but she washed his feet and drank the water, and he says, "I'm not keep it aim to have this happen. I'm not letting this happen." So she came to Beis Medrash and told the Chazal that her son doesn't do kibbutz aim, and they asked him, do a nivhal. It says here, one second, nivhalu. It says nivhalu. It says nivhalu. The Shalmi doesn't say. Torah says nivhalu. How could that be? So they asked him what happened. He told them. They said he must let her do as she wants. So Onsh Olam Zo Kvodo is the Mokar Lishalmi Tosin Kedushin Laman Alpha and Base. So it's a big Yisrael Kibra Avim. What they want. They want this and this. You think? Not Mustaber. Not Mustaber what they want. All these things that they want. Not Mustaber. But what they want is the COVID. What they want. They want this is the COVID. Mavil. So who are then Isha? She wants certain things. Whatever she wants. Something, not negative halacha, not negative, whatever she wants, not negative halacha, but she wants a certain thing, so do it as she wants. Something very, very mechudish, very, 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 Tchila. Okay, do what you want. What can we do? That's kilo not done. Do what you want. Lechat Tchila. Like it says in Ovis, I say Ritzono Kiritzoncha. Whatever Hashem wants, you want that. You want to like you want something very strong, do it with a big brain, who are then anything Hashem wants, you do it with a brain. So who are then what she wants, not B'lievet. B'lievet is killed, not done. L'chat killer, whatever she wants, do as she wants with a brain, as like you want it. Something very, very marvel, more. Right, so yeah, it's the biggest sword. Do as she, not negra halacha, but maybe ask rabbanim, she wants this, what should I do? Should I do it, not do it? Ask rabbanim, but ask a shagra. So she wants this, right? I ask my shagras and they told whatever she wants. That's right, what she wants. So I mean, marvel, more. But ask, yeah, ask, don't ask young people, ask old Zakenim. It says, well, Yashiv is Canaan, because Canaan are, no, are wise, no, not, Syria, not so much. Is Canaan, please, he taught me a lot of times. Ask older. Rav Chaim Brim, a big God of Batura, so he, if you ever were in his house after I was in his house many times, then now they made the house over. Now, I didn't go there. Since he passed away, I didn't go there. I don't want to get the house different. So he had his house painted in earthen marble, painted, because he had a painter come to the house every few years, paint the house with, the house was painted with flowers on the wall, painted curtains on the wall, painted everything, something very like the European shuls, painted all kinds of paints, very marble mode. And it took him, and he got a painter. Not everyone wanted to do this. He got a painter, Miuchat, who can do this, and he made painted the house very like it much something very nifal. So why? Because his wife came from Marisdorf, make her happy. Now I think she didn't ask him to do it. She didn't ask him. He knew what she wanted, and did Isaac. And his wife wanted, Rebbetzin wanted, at the Shabbos Suda, a little Shabbos, 20 Orchim. 20 Orchim for Shabbos. It took 4 hours for Shabbos Suda. I used to go, I would go there, sit there, to get the Reach of Shabbos. So 4 hours Suda. Everything, because she wanted Isaiah. She did as she wanted. Something very, 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 very matter. It became a big girdle. Right, see, Ron, near Hanukkah, he lit at the door. The door of the house, he lit near Hanukkah. He wanted to light near Hanukkah twice. At the door and at the porch. But his wife was not near her, so he didn't do it. If she passed away, he lit twice. But while she was living 50 years, all the years, he lit once, because it wouldn't be to her rutzen to light twice. So he's very cautious. Okay, we have to do what our wife wants. Very, very important. If we do that, she'll be happy. We'll be happy. It's covered. What a person wants is kvodo. It's very, very chashuv. Okay. And we'll go through the many schools of parnasa. Now we have 17 schools of parnasa. So they're all bad and good alone. So the first school says in the chinuch, adav and mavo. If you bench well, if you're zoyer in benching, the parnasa with honor all your life. Chinuch in Parsha Eker says if you bench well. See, Rav Chaim Uri Shlita said that he heard the Biskrua bench once. He heard the Biskrua bench once. He told me heard it very. He told me what he did, but he said it was very chashuv. The Biskrua bench once. He said it was very, very, very chashuv. But I heard Mary Brandsdorf bench also. I heard Mary bench also very chashuv. When I was waiting for him to answer Shabbat, he was benching very, very chashuv. benching. See, Rav Shach told everyone, told me that we should bench from a sitter, always a sitter. A sitter always, and make it strike. They did not bench well. And then there's the school of the chinuch. See, and the Behetev Kuf Pehei says that if you bench well, it won't happen to you any nezek. No nezek will happen to you. It's a shmira of nezek. Behetev says in Kutpehe, it's a shmira of Nesek. Right, so the belt says a story on the Behetev. There's the big Rav Meir Shapiro in Europe, the Daf Yomi. So this is what the belt says. I think they say in the Alonim that he once tested a cheder in Europe before the war, and they did very well. See, whatever he tested them. So he said, "I'm giving you a present. I'm giving you the Be'er Heitev." Heitev says, "He benched well, no nezek." So one boy in the cheder took it very seriously. From 11 years old, he benched well. Benched well from that time, everywhere, word for word, he benched well. And then at 15 came the war, and this boy was saved in the war. It's a long story. It's too long for now. The long story is that he was saved from the war. He lived after the war. Was benching. He benched very well all the years. He benched all his life well, and he lived the war. Married, lived, came to Eretz Yisrael. Was benching. Benching is very, very kosher. But the belt says a ma'isa and Rav Shach. The ma'isa, the Shach, told everyone to bench in the fitter. So one person came to Rav Shach and said, My parnosa is very, very shvir. Shach told him, bench from a sitter, and it'll be good. And Kachavi, bench from a sitter, and he rose, everything rose, parnosa rose. Then one time, parnosa started failing, started dropping. So he said, why? He said, I bench from a sitter. So he went back to Rav Shach and said, Rebbe, bench from a sitter, what happened to that? He said, Mishma, always? You didn't miss ever? He said, yeah, he missed once. It's a strange ma'aseh, strange. But this is what the belt said. We have to be make a beer if it's true. So the belt says that he benched. He was once riding a plane on the airplane. There was no sitter. So he benched a bowel pad because no sitter. Shach said, "This is a chiddush. He should have written down the benching on a napkin and benched from the napkin." Is what the belt says. Okay, a chiddush. So but you have to bench well, very, very important to bench well. It's good to, when at home, sing the benching with the children. Sing the benching, they'll learn benching, we did all the years, sang benching, and we sang benching, and children learned benching. It's very, very good.
A lot of times when you sing the benching, it makes it hard for the bear to bench.
No, not at all. Sing it slowly.
Like, they want to sing here, they want to sing there, they want this benching, they want that benching.
What?
The kids like, they want this bench, they want that bench, they want to sit here, they want to sit there.
So buy benches, buy new benches, buy new, what, go, bring to a store, say, what do you want? I'm buying you, whatever you want. Bring to a store with benches and buy it with it, whatever they want, whatever you want.
Is that where they all want to sit next to Abba or next to Mary?
Okay, so you have to take turns. But benching is very, very important, to bench well, sing the benching with them. It's niflamoy, but then Rabbi Kiveger has two scholars in the drushes. One scholar say brachas well, shakol boripria eats well. Every brother say well. Our michya born the first say well. Every it's a very, very saying brachas well is very, very chashid. The world says a story on Rav Fisher. This is where I saw it alone. There are many alonim on brachas. No, there's a book on brachas. The book says on brachas that Avrech was charged with something, alila, that wasn't true, and they put him in jail for no reason. We went to Dan Fisher. Dan Fisher, he asked him, what can I do? Fisher said, I'll give you a candy, and in the courtroom, say shakol well. So he gave him a candy, said shakol in the courtroom well, very, very well, and pitom the shoftim parted him. So for some no reason, because he said shakol. Says shakol nye bedvoro. Shakol is not, it means shakol. We make a bracha on water or something, we say shakol, means we're saying shakol nye bedvoro. Shakol nye bedvoro, the whole world is a bedvoro. The belt says that Rav Shlanta was in some city, and not a governor, maybe in Paris, and he went to a hotel to order water because he was thirsty. Ordered water, and told him he had to pay a big amount. Why on water? So you're not paying for the water, you're paying for the music and the pictures, everything, there's a whole thing. So what the Rashi said, now I understand what we say on charcoal and water. We're not paying for the water, we're paying for the water, but for the sky, for the nice atmosphere, for the avir, the blue sky, the wind, it's nice weather. We're saying charcoal and the whole atmosphere, like we're in a big hotel. That's why third school is thank Hashem. Whatever you do, thank. Say thank you, Hashem. Whatever you give me, say thank you. And that thank you, this says in all Sfarim. All Sfarim say this, that when we say thank you, it's Me'orer Rachamim Hashem. You're thanking me? I'll give you more. This, the thanking me is a Siva, it's a big drasha in Rabbi Kivegel. All Sfarim. Al-Sheikh. Everyone says this. If you thank Hashem, it's a Siva of getting more. Right, then Rabbi Matzia, just says a skula, this Rabbi school, this is the Gemara school. The Gemara says the skula of Rabbi is to be honor your wife. It's a skula of Osher. Says the Gemara, if you honor your wife, you become Ashirim, something mavel. Says it, Techabdu Neshachu Sis Achu. The Gemara says, say, honor your wife, you have to honor her well. You have to honor her well. And if you honor her well, it's a Says Rava, a skula. See, Rava lived in Mechuza. Mechuza, they were all rich people, the Gemara says. So they did Rava skula. So Mela, the Osher Otsum. There's another skula, Rav Baruch Finkel told me a few times that Rav Chas Lemerstein said the skula of Parnassa is coming to Teshachos early. Very important thing. Don't come late, come early. And he said a Maisa that a big gevir in America lost all his money. So he came to Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Kratzko, what to do? He says, come to Shagos early. He did that, and he won back everything. Something very, very chashuv. Come to Shagos early, it's very chashuv. It's not so easy. See, this is not easy. Come to Shagos early, it's not a skula, not as coming easy, but something very, very chashuv. And that skula, Brachas Konim, we have every day Brachas Konim, Eretz Yisrael, we have Brachas Konim every day. So be mechaving well, That's very important. Then Motz Shabbos, the skula of saying the psukim of Vitei Necho, psukim of Parnasa, of Shefa, very very chashuv thing of Vitei Necho. Say it. This Gemara Shabbos says that you should wash your hands well for Hamotzi. Rav Chisda washed with a lot of water and got a big shefa. It's another skula. The skula Rav Gil Rabinovich Shlita says to daven with tzibur. It's also a skula of shefa. Daven with tzibur. Another skula of having Shabbos early. Shabbos early is very important. 40. We should light 40. Chaim says 50. A skula of Shefa Otzim. There are a lot of stories on Shabbos, how Shabbos early, to honor Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. Mekor HaBracha on a Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. It was, say, Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos says, but it's very important, say over. Gemara Shabbos says, a ma'isa b'chosid echad. Ma'isa b'chosid echad that went over his field on Shabbos and saw that one fence fell. He said he thought on Shabbos, I'll do it on Sunday. It's mutter. Here a mutter. They said, I'm a chosid, not matim. I did that. So I make it myself a knas. I won't ever fix the fence ever. It's a moradik. So now this the Bavli and the Yishalmi is Mosif on this Bavli that the Ebishter said I'll do it for you, I'll fix for you. So a tzlaf tree fell, grew in that space, and that was Parnassa all his life. So it's something marvel. And then the skula in Kuf Nun Amun Beis in Shabbos, and the Shalmis, I forgot where Shalmis also in Shabbos, somewhere in Shabbos. And there's a skula, Hamakabel Ol Torah. The Mishnah of is Hamakabel Ol Torah, Ma'avirin Ol Malchus, Ba'ol Derech Eretz. Ol Torah. Now, what does that mean? So Avrechim said to Rav Chaim, we have to marry children. How can we? It's impossible to marry children. He said, Hamakabel Ol Torah. What's Ol Torah means? I have a goal. I'm gonna do this by at this time. A goal. Make a goal. And I must do it. Not like I maybe, I can, I want to, I wish. A certain oil that I must do. Must do. That's Ol Torah. That's Ma'avir Ol Malchus. But all the Cheretz. Gemara says in Nida, famous. He said, "Makabel Ol Torah, Ma'avir Ol Malchus Ol Cheretz. You will marry your children b'shefa without chobis, no chobis. Pele, Ol Torah." And the Gemara Nida says a very important thing. Ma'yasa Adam v'yeshar. What's the eighth becoming usher? What there's two schools in Gemara Nida, Daf Ayin. One is to be yosher in money, not fool, not cheat. That's one school, and then go to Es Rachamim Hashem. That's two things in Nida Ayin. There's a school of Parshaman. Stein Mikra, it says in Shevet Musa, it's the school of the Mishnah Berurah, Parshas Haman, Shevet Musa adds Stein Mikra, Vechat Targum, the school at Suma Moed. The Haftacha says the Mishnah Berurah, you'll have Parnasa all your life. Misgiving Meiser or Chomesh, that's very important, Meiser, Chomesh. It says in Gemara, Aser B'Shvil Shetis Asher. And Flashma in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll test Hashem. I'm testing you, Hashem. I'm giving Meiser, and Hashem should give me Osher. We have got a Rav nearest Rav Moshe Halberstam. People came to him all the time. No Parnasa, he said, give a Chomesh. Chomesh, and they'll be a Parnasa. There's another school of Bitochon. Trust in Hashem. It says. Says is a pasuk Baruch Hagever Yitak Hashem Hashem Miftacho. Hope to Hashem, trust Him, and Hashem will show you. I'll help you. It's a school a B'tachon, a big school. But trust Hashem. Don't worry. Okay, so all this. So if you do all this school is a very important school. Benching, honor your wife, thanking Hashem. Very, very important school. Very, very important school. Oh yeah, and Shabbos early. I didn't say. I said it. Oh, 40 or 50. The very, very, very important. And set up Neros early. We have an Arapasha Neros. There's a Hadlaka and there's a Hatova. Two things. Hatova is the Baal does. Hadlaka the Isha does. Hatova. We have to set up. Early and well, make sure there's no beholder in the setting up. The sefer of Rab Pinchas on Shabbos has a whole chapter on how he set up Neros for sure, but he shined it in Neros. He tested many types of shine, how to shine them, make them nice shining, shiny. It's very very chashuv thing because I see Hatova. Rama says has to have a coin. If Bazaar is Metiv, it's Chayim Malkus. Hadlaka is the Ksher Bazaar. See, so Hatova is more important than Hadlaka. Hatova. We're the Metivim and the Isha lights. Hashem should help us get all this coolness. But honor our wife. That's the secret. Honor her. Speak to her nicely. Honor her. See, on Erev Shabbos, like a Bid Bahola, Erev Shabbos, we have to be careful to honor them well. Better Erev Shabbos. Like it says in Mar Shabbos, Benichusa. Everything, say Benichusa. We have to talk. And why is always Benichusa? Always Benachas. Never Chalila, anything not nice. Always Ashrechem. Always say Ashrechem. Kochem. B'dvorim. Make her happy. B'msmech her. Affection. Praise her all the time. That's the secret of life. Praise her all the time. Praising all the wife all the time. But praise the Bam is not like. Time. Praise the MS all the time, and she'll be happy with you. And Hashem should send us all the Yeshuas. So I said something on Parsha, and Parsha said something very choshev. It says
and the korban sheni of Pesach. So it came. They said lamani gora. Why should we miss out the korban Pesach? So the Or Chaim says, what do you mean lamani gora? They're tummy. That's it. That they themselves says we're tummy, and that's it. We're lamani gora. They themselves answered their question, Lama Nigora, with Tami. What are they saying, Lama Nigora? So, Rav Chaim Shlomo said, Lama Nigora is something, Echnami. I can't do it, but I want to do it. I want to do this. Even though I can't do it, I know I'm Tami, I can't. But I'm Isra Hashem, help me, not Mr. Carbon. So she said, oh, I'll give you a new carbon. I'll give you a new Kram Pesach Sheni. If you ask, Chaim would say, if you ask, Hashem will give you. If you ask, you have to ask. We should ask, Lama Nigora, why should we miss out? And so, this is a big kiddush here. I'll tell you just one more. Hosofa and this Indian, Lama Nigora, there's a big pillar here, a pillar of Tzimoy. How did Klal Yisrael do Korban Pesach in Haloscha? The Gemara, it says in Yevamos that there was no Ruach Tzvainis in Midbar, no Ruach Tzvainis, no Mila. Says Rashi says in Yevamos Ayin Beis that the Ruach Tzvainis stopped at the Eagle stopped Ruach Tzvainis. No Ruach Tzvainis, no Mila. So Esther Rabban and Rashi Bazei be Haloscha. How do they do the Korban Pesach from the ego? No Ruach Tzvainis, no Mila. And by say the people, the children weren't nimble. How do they do Korban Pesach? Just the pillar of the Ramban and Rashi in the Yevamos. So the Ramban answers Rashi and Echnami. Those people that had children didn't do Pesach. Only Rav Klal Yisrael, they already had children. They weren't nimble. Did the Korban Pesach, but Amir didn't. Amir didn't do the Korban Pesach. Doesn't mean everyone did it. Not everyone did it. People had children that weren't nimble, didn't do it. That was the Amir. But Rob did it. They had the children. They had children weren't older. They did Mila. So the Ramban says, so why aren't the people that had children who weren't nimble and couldn't Pesach, why don't they say Lama Nigora? Why didn't they say Lama Nigora? We want the Korban Pesach. Hear the kasha? Say Lama Nigora. We want the Korban. We can't do it. Our children are not anymore. Why didn't they say Lama Nigora? Rabban is and Rashi. Why didn't they say Lama Nigora? Like they said, tell me Lama Nigora. People that had children not anymore should have said Lama Nigora. Hear this? The Lama Nigora is a very powerful thing. I want, I can't do it. But if you want, and Hashem will give you things above Teva. It's the Lama Nigora. Anaya Moed, Anaya Korban Pesach, you have to ask Lama Nigora. I want to know Pesachim, whatever you learn, Shabbos, Vachim. I want to know it. You can't know it? Help me. Say Lama Nigora, Hashem will help you. We should have all the issues.
What do you mean to ask
Sarah?
You said the 13th
school,
you ask Sarah.
You had to ask Sarah. It says we should say the bracha of Parnassa. We say bracha leinu, bracha leinu.
It's asking bracha, just saying bracha leinu. You don't have to do anything.
Say it with tachanuni. Not time. Say it with tachanuni. Not that word. Say ask Hashem.
How do we do that?
Saying bracha. Say it with tachanuni. Saying bracha. Say it with tachanuni. Saying bracha. Say it with asking. This one. Very nice. Just asking.